Welcome back to the Tool World Podcast. I'm your host, David Jude. I'm here with Master Jew.
How's it going there, Mr. Jew?
It's going pretty well.
Good.
We got another four sets of podcasts here that we're going to be talking about.
Okay.
But
you mean for the next 4 weeks?
Yeah, about for the next 4 weeks.
Well, what happens on the fifth week?
We make new ones.
They don't know that we make them all at once.
Anyways, we got to be time efficient, so.
Yeah. All right.
We came prepared.
We planned it out. That's
what
happened.
All right, so this week.
No, we didn't. But go ahead.
I came prepared.
Yeah, you came
prepared. And then I just fired questions at you.
And then I was like, oh, what? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on? What's going on? What do we got?
All right, well, this week we're going to talk about Zhengzhang.
Okay.
And it about like the middle to the later end of the pattern, you do like a flat finger chip thrust. And then you do a front snap kick.
Right.
And then you turn around and you place the hands on the hip, right?
Okay.
All right. So do you know where I'm at in the pattern there?
No.
No?
Maybe.
Maybe. Do you want me to get out the full description?
No, just go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, so in the pattern, it says after the flat finger chip thrust that you put the hand on the back.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you look at the application in the encyclopedia, it's not necessarily like somebody's grabbing you.
Right.
Actually, the application, when he does the front snap kick, the guy's just sitting in the chair.
Right, so he's doing a low front snap kick.
Right. So my question is why are we putting the hand on the back? It's not like he's grabbing me. I mean, I guess theoretically it could be like they're grabbing, but the application photo doesn't really show that. But I bend the arm in. That's also another thing that's kind of interesting, is that this is a front snap kick after a strike. A lot of times we do it after a block, right?
Right.
So I have my own kind of thoughts about this, but let's start with you.
So he's in the chair when you do the side, when you do the front snap kick.
Right.
And so he's attacking with a flat finger dip thrust, and he drops down into the chair, and then he executes the front snap kick.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, I think what's happening is this is a quick movement. He's executed the flat finger dip thrust. It's not like he's going to wind up. He's just, the intermediate hand position is kind of like bringing the left hand over his right arm. So he's not grabbing it. This is all should be really just like milliseconds. It's, mm-hmm. So, I mean, in the patterns, you see it one, two, three, right? But it's probably more like flat finger dip thrust. The hand comes up for the intermediate hand position for that both hands to pull back slightly. Mm-hmm. And then execute the front snap kick. I kind of think that's what's going on here. So again, it's more of a reaction hand to the kick itself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what's your thoughts?
Well, I was thinking, like, if you normally look at front snap kick, they're usually performed after a block.
Right.
So the arms are already bent, but since this one is like a flat fingertip thrust, the arm is straight.
Right.
And so my thought was that as he does the kick, he wants to bend it just to protect the arm a little bit more, right? You don't want to leave it straight and then...
Yeah, because you're exposed.
You're exposed, right? So he's bringing it basically in.
It's kind of like a guarding, right? So kind of that reaction, or at the intermediate position, even like in a knife hand guarding block, you want to protect your body as much as possible.
Right.
So I think that's what you're saying, is you're taking the thrust away, mm-hmm. bending that arm,
mm-hmm.
but then you also want to cover up your body.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so the hand kind of comes up. So why not just not close to the arm, not as opposed to having the left hand on top of the right arm?
Why not just put it like over here,
where
it's like not
maybe
together?
Maybe like a knife hand guarding block? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Doesn't look as pretty?
Yeah, I'd probably say it doesn't look as pretty.
Right.
It's not as exact. I mean, yes, you could technically go, oh, bring the other hand out and then bring them in, right? But then you're going to have all these different variations.
You do see right. that sometimes as well.
Right.
When
so,
you do that.
Yeah, if you say that, like, oh, put it on the back of the wrist and then bring it in, it's kind of a little bit more exact.
Yeah, right? I would agree with that. And again, it's not like you're grabbing someone's arm, like they intercepted your arm mm-hmm. and you're holding them down. Sometimes we see the students put their right hand on top of their left hand, mm-hmm. like they're holding as opposed to the back of the wrist. That almost indicates like they grabbed your hand and you're holding them down.
Well, that could be the same for if they grab the wrist,
you're
on top, right?
That's fine.
So then would it be incorrect if, like, let's say I'm doing a flat fingertip thrust and then they kind of like slap it?
I kind of think it is incorrect because it looks like a movement.
Yeah.
As opposed to, this whole thing just kind of flows. It's like what I was saying, I think it's milliseconds.
Yeah, so you just come, you just bring it up and then kicking at the same time.
Pulling that arm back, right?
I guess theoretically, could it be where somebody's grabbing you and you put the hand on top? Even if the application doesn't show that, what's your thoughts? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, a possibility, but you know, you look at the pattern of Warang where, you know, you execute that punch and then you grab your hand and you execute. It's not like someone's grabbed you and you're holding them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is an actual application in the pattern where you throw the punch and they're holding your arm, and it's not like you put your arm and hold their hand. Right? Mm-hmm. It's actually grabbing the fist, and then when you execute that side piercing kick, it's more like to help with that release because that grab is slightly different. The grab is with the forefingers going, is holding against your inner forearm. So you have to really get a little bit more, you want to go to the weakest part, but you've got four fingers versus towards the thumb. So a little bit different in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in this case, same thing. You're using that hand as more of a reaction, and it's not really to hold someone in.
Mm-hmm. Well, let us know your guys' thoughts on this technique, right, application-wise. As always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Take one.